You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Terry McMillan loads his shopping cart at a North Carolina Home Depot with three pressure washers and walks out. 82-year-old Gary Razor, a Home Depot employee, confronts McMillan, and the thief shoves Razor, who falls and hits his head on a flower pot.
Nancy, the assault is captured in disturbing surveillance video, showing the assailant in a black hoodie and face mask. The suspect is seen driving off in a white Hyundai Sonata with an undistinguishable temporary license plate. Razor spends his 83rd birthday in the hospital while trying to recover from his injuries.
Mr. Razor dies in the hospital from his injuries. His death ruled homicide. McMillan, 26, now facing robbery and murder one. Violating parole doesn't seem to bother Ronald Legerty. The 42-year-old jumps in a woman's car, forcing her to follow his directions at gunpoint. She escapes, so Legerty takes off in her car to a nearby neighborhood, then knocks on doors until an elderly man answers. Legerty forces his way inside, beats the man, and shoves him in a closet, then ransacks the man's home.
Legerty was out on parole from a previous carjacking when he went on this crime spree. The gun he threatened the carjacking victim with was recovered and appeared to be a Glock-style pistol, but used pellet ammunition instead of bullets. The home invasion victim was found in a bedroom closet, concealed under a pile of clothes, bruised but conscious.
Eagle-eyed neighbors called California cops and medical services. The victim's taken to the hospital. Legerty arrested for carjacking, kidnap, robbery, assault, and parole violation. Surprise, surprise. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A farm worker accused of killing seven people in back-to-back shootings at two Northern California mushroom farms has been charged with seven counts of murder and one of attempted murder. The charges were filed before 66-year-old Chun Li Zhao made his first court appearance. Authorities believe Zhao acted alone January 23rd when he entered a mushroom farm where he worked in Half Moon Bay and opened fire, killing four people and seriously wounding a fifth. He then drove to another nearby farm where he had previously worked and killed an additional three people. The sheriff's office says it believes the shootings were workplace violence, but has not further detailed a motive. A jury has convicted an Iowa college student of three counts of first-degree murder in the fatal shooting of his parents and younger sister in their home. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
22-year-old Alexander Jackson was found guilty in the deaths of 61-year-old Jan Jackson, 68-year-old Melissa Jackson, and 19-year-old Sabrina Jackson. Officers found them dead from multiple gunshots on June 15, 2021, after Alexander Jackson called 911 and claimed that there was an intruder at their Cedar Rapids home who had shot both him and his father. Alexander Jackson had a gunshot wound to his foot that prosecutors argued was self-inflicted. Police charged Jackson with the killings after he was treated at a hospital for his foot injury.
Prosecutors say Jackson shot his family after his father told him to get a job or move out of the house. At the time, Alexander Jackson had $30 in his bank account. Romanian prosecutors have carried out forensic searches of mobile phones and laptops as they look for further evidence in the case of social media personality Andrew Tate, who is detained in the country on suspicion of organized crime and human trafficking. 36-year-old Tate, a dual British-U.S. citizen who has nearly 5 million followers on Twitter, was initially detained in late December in Romania's capital Bucharest along with his brother Tristan and two Romanian women. Both the Tates appeared in handcuffs as they were escorted by law enforcement officials in Bucharest from a police van to the offices of DICOT, Romania's Directorate for Investigating Organized Crime and Terrorism. Back in this country now, as a Minnesota police officer has been hospitalized in stable condition after being shot while trying to make an arrest in the city of White Bear Lake. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Officers were trying to arrest the suspect on a felony domestic assault warrant at an apartment complex around 10 p.m. Tuesday when shots were fired. A standoff ensued until tactical officers using a robot shot gas into the apartment of the suspect, who then gave up and was arrested around 1 a.m. The officer was wounded and taken to the hospital. The officer underwent surgery and was expected to recover, but details of the officer's injuries were not immediately released.
The suspect was subsequently booked into the jail there in Ramsey County, Minnesota.
A, quote, devoted vegan applies for a custom Texas license plate expressing profound love for tofu, but DMV rejects it. Somehow, the letters LVTOFU, intended to read love tofu, do not send the, quote, correct message. DMV has an alternate interpretation, love to FU. The applicant has now filed an appeal, insisting the plate does not contain profanity, but instead a pro-vegan message. Good luck, buddy! For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.